Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, man.
This episode.
All the way up.
All the way up.
Are you all the way up?
Algar,
are you?
Wait, who are we asking if they're all the way up? Who is that? Who is
okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So you can yell. Oh. And it's really fun.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Because there's still music.
Oh, there's music
yeah,
playing.
There's music.
Okay, the music probably just stopped, actually.
Yeah, all right, the music has stopped.
The music has stopped. Who do we have? Who do we have here tonight?
You already fucking know who, Ross.
You know.
Oh, but I want him to be introduced like the champion that he is. Why don't you be nice to your friends?
We are the champions,
my friends.
Yeah, do it over the song.
Yeah, it's like.
And we'll keep on fighting to the end.
No, yes, we've got
back, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Alec Skarlatos. It's look, pronounce it like Trebek. Trebek.
What is the exact pronunciation of the last name?
Skarlatos.
Yeah, Skarlatos.
I nailed it, dude.
Ross.
You'll be a train stop hero.
Yeah. I heard Elton John wrote Leave On about you, and I said, Leave On, and he should be a good man. I heard you're the best man, Alec, is what I've heard. That's what I've heard.
It was Alec and the Jets.
Yeah. How old are you, Alec? You're what, 24 years old?
24.
Oh, sprightly, young, so full of life. Yeah, yeah, you don't know the dangers of the world yet? I'm kidding. You do.
Just a wee little boy.
Welcome to the show, boys and girls. We know you've waited a long, long time for us to come back. We got Mr. Matt Best, JTNT, a.k.a. Jared Taylor. It is.
It's not my nickname.
Alec, since you're new to the show, look, it's Jared Toddlers and Tiara Taylor. Did you know
that before?
Or Jared T-Bone Taylor.
T-Bone.
Pork smush.
Yeah, pork smush.
Or Jared fatter than a dad bod Taylor.
Is it 2-0 fat Taylor?
Jared 2-0 fat Taylor.
What are all the nicknames, Ross? Can you name?
Oh, boy. There's some that the dink behind the pink, somebody called you. I'm kidding. That one I just made up, but I actually like a lot. I actually like it a lot.
The dink behind the pink.
The old Peter Dinklage, dude.
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, that was a throwback. To the Dinklage days. Thank God I'm not getting those memes anymore.
You haven't been dinked in a while?
No, thank God.
Everybody that Harambe, that's listening, like, please, can you guys please dink Ross for a week for me?
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know what I had to do, Jared? I finally had to shut down the Facebook, like, oh, hey, you're on my timeline. Literally, all of my friends were like, dude, I can't see fucking pictures of Peter Dinklage anymore. I lost a lot of friends over that, Jared, you know?
You created it.
Well, I didn't create it. Your fucking love of Peter Dinklage created it. I just brought it to light.
It was a weird affliction.
Yeah. I brought it to the foreskin.
I met his brother-in-law in Africa, right?
No, we know, fuck? Jared. You've got a signed skateboard. You've got signed driving gloves.
Yeah. So, it was funny. His brother-in-law is a Navy SEAL.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
He was the SEAL commander for HOA.
It's a little small world for everybody.
I know.
Isn't it?
Wow. I know.
Literally a small world. Literally a small world, Matt, you fucker. Why don't you make fun of Peter Dinklage's height one more time?
Hey, it's a small world after all. Let's go to Disneyland and party, Peter Dinklage. You know?
Yeah, let's get the dinker out. In the meantime,
let's go for a dink.
Let's go for a dink. Down with the dink. Don't fuck with me.
Just stick a toe in the dink.
I'll stick more than one finger, dude. I'll go fist that shit.
God, oh God.
Are you going two in the dink?
I'll open that shit like a tuna can. I'm not scared, Ross.
Listen,
I'm hyped up a Mountain Dew, fucking Maker's Mark, and a good attitude. Don't fuck with me today.
I'm not. You know what? Hey, and you know why I'm not scared? Because I got a havenlock.com on my door. Welcome to the show, kids. We got some sponsors. The first up, you know them, you love them. They're a new one, but they're a new fan fave. Havenlock.com. Usually it takes about on average, the average male who weighs 185 and who is 5'8". To kick down a door three times, three good kicks. That's before or after leg day with Havenlock.com. It takes the Haven Mech device. Yeah, it takes more than 50 kicks to kick down a fucking door. So if you're looking at your wife and your kids and you're like, man, they look beautiful, they look peaceful, they look restful, are they sleeping? They could be safer. So go to havenlock.com, get them a lock, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off the lock, and they're all veteran-owned.
Lee Harvey Oswald used Haven Lock. It took two FBI teams to get into that room.
It really did. It really did.
It's not accurate at all.
No, it is. It is, Matt.
That's
it
historical.
Yep.
I read.
Yeah.
I read.
Yep.
Do you even know who Lee Harvey Oswald is?
Oh, I do.
Who is he?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Who is he? He has a friend named JFK.
Well, not a friend anymore, you know? It was,
you know, there was a disagreement over a poker match, I think, or something like that.
They were dying to meet each other.
Oh, there it is, man. I knew it was there. I knew he was giving him a heads up. Oh, come on. Come on. Oh,
table or booth? Table or booth?
Oh, boy. Shit. Boy.
We're about to blow your mind.
Yeah, we are.
Havenlock.com, right?
Yeah. You just met Jared Taylor, the brains behind the operation. Nailed it. I can keep this going all night, but go to havenlock.com to keep your whole entire family safe. Easy as shit to use. Right on the homepage, boom, click buy, you're out of there, lock is at your house, your family's safe for the rest of their lives. After that, you know the next one. You know the next one.
What if they leave the room?
Your family is safe for the rest of your life.
They don't have to. You know what I'm saying? You're good to go forever in there. Are you
locking them in the room?
Well, they're locking themselves in. They're Anne Franking themselves. You know, they're putting themselves in there, keeping that secure. You don't have to hold any dishes in that closet because you got the Haven Lock in there. Not even the Nazis could break through it.
Oh my God!
Unless they were drinking StrikeForceEnergy.com, and let's say they're all hopped up, I might put that down to 47 kicks to get through a door.
Yeah, right.
You know him. You know him as the finest energy drink in the biz in the whole land. You can kick the can. Go ahead and pick up a tiny little silver tin pouch full of Strike Force energy. It goes in waters, beers, any type of liquid, urine. You can snort it. You can take it rectally. You can cut your arm open, pour it right
this
in there. It'll sew it right up.
Fucking advertising.
Yeah, it is. You're goddamn right. It's advertising.
I actually just tried some right before I poured another whiskey, Ross. So
exactly.
I'm fucking ready.
Oh, you know what? I was hanging out with Sean the other day, and Sean
Matson
put it in beer.
Yeah,
Sean Matson, the mastermind behind.
Behind what?
Behind
Strikeforce.
Okay. Well, no.
Audio show. We were just getting back to
Bruce
that.
Schley. Bruce Schley invented it, I believe. Did you hang out with Bruce the other day? Wasn't Bruce down in El Paso?
Just Sean.
Oh, just Sean. Okay.
Just Sean.
Eat, look,
I think the brown liquor's starting to kick in on Jared.
It's killing him. Hey, Matt, why don't you pull out a pack of Strikeforce, squeeze it in the drink just to get him through the hour.
Fucking amp him up. Let's go.
Yeah, look, they ship anywhere in the world. They ship to. Fun fact. this is a really fun fact.
Where do they ship? What's the fun fact?
Peru. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but Peru.
I believe it's a hard wrist,
is
so
it?
It's a pear wrist.
Oh. Hey, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they also ship to Paris?
The only weird thing is they all their deliverables go out in trains. I don't know if you.
That'll work out for me. Yeah.
One of the Strikeforce mottos is we made white people build our railroads.
It is. It is. So go to StrikeForceEnergy.com for all your non-racial energy needs. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every order. They ship everywhere in the entire world. They have a subscription.
Hey, Strike Force Energy, where energy knows no race. You know? That's the way it goes.
Ross, I just want that t-shirt for your non-racial energy needs. Yeah. Strike Force Energy.
I love that. Strike Force Energy knows no race.
It knows no race.
It amps everybody up.
It really does. It really does. And
Strike
they got
Force Energy. All lives matter, dude.
They
all
got a.
And did you say really you could take it rectally?
Yes.
Because you're
that's
in.
Like a whole new venue right there.
Yeah. Look.
It's a whole new Friday.
Yeah.
They sell male tampons so you can soak them in Strike Force.
Well, it's not male. It's gender neutral.
Oh, it's gender neutral. Okay.
Gender neutral.
2016.
Yeah.
It's HB2 is what it is. So
and CP3PO. We're even. It doesn't discriminate robots. Yeah.
9C1.
C3PO. Andre. It's an Andre 3000 law. It's
Proposition 267.
Yep.
Changed the name of the Cincinnati Bengals to the Harambes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's another sponsor tonight, Proposition 267.
Yeah. And they drank it on the set of Django Unchained. And that's what I love about Strike Force Energy. Love is blind. Race is blind. So go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros, get 20% off of every order, and get yourself a subscription. Get yourself a subscription. Or you can go over to TartarusOrdinance.com, get some ammunition and blow your brains out.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Do we really? The door's locked. I don't know if I wish a motherfucker would right now. Give me like a little more time after the podcast.
Yeah, we're drinking.
Yeah. Like really,
I wish a motherfucker would wait.
Wish a motherfucker would be real loud outside the door. Like you can change it to that. Yeah,
I conveniently wish a motherfucker would. So he's like, "Hey, yo,
I'm breaking into your house."
Boom!
What is that?
What is that? I don't know.
Is he from New York or something? Yeah. Like.
I think the dream is like a 400 pound man breaking in. That way, if you're a terrible shot,
I'm really slow. I'm coming up to your bedroom.
Yeah, and if you're a terrible shot, chances are you got a piece of him somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
That's the video of Tartarus Ordnance. You throw hate at motherfuckers. You know,
you throw hate at motherfuckers.
Yes. Go to TartarusOrdinance.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of everything in the entire store, and they sell firearms, which Europe does not do apparently.
No, they don't.
So
Tartarus Ordnance.
No one knows that better than Alex.
Dude, you know what? I'm fucking amped up tonight. I feel like a stepdad that just got adoption papers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
boom,
excited.
Do you get amped in that situation? Which way is the adoption going?
Like my stepson just said, you're my dad now.
Now you're excited.
Yeah.
You're my dad.
You still in the back of your mind, no, it's not yours.
Oh boy, like that there's a black kid out there that claims that Bill is his dad. Bill Clinton's his dad.
Oh wow.
Oh, have I you heard that?
Yeah, Danny is his name, and they keep trying to jam him out into the spotlight, and he's like, I don't understand why my parents won't acknowledge me.
That's dark.
William Shatner have a kid too that claims this is his kid?
Yes he does. You're correct.
Let's run through some more sponsors because we got like three more.
Yeah, no, we'll beam.
After Tartarus, I love you guys.
We'll beam them up. We love Tartarus Ordnance.
Scotty, beam them up.
Nailed it. Nailed it. What? Shatner's 85. He's not coming after us. Next up, we got WarfighterTobacco.com. The finest cigars in the land. Mr. Rocco, who is not here with us tonight. He is actually a partner in the company. So smoke them if you got them. And if you got them, you can stick them up a vagina. Since we're talking about Bill Clinton.
They're coming out with some new ones. They're coming out with the Monica.
The vagina scent. The Monica.
The Monica.
The Monica is on its way, and that's a real thing.
Or the Queef. The Queef's a good one.
The most American cigar ever, the Monica.
Yeah, the most American cigar ever. They were made with Cuban seeds, however, in the Dominican Republic. Because look, let's face it, they make cigars better there. There's a lot of things Americans can do awesome. Making cigars to the top-notch ability is not one of them. You need a tropical climate for shit like that. Real men smoke cigars. They don't smoke hookahs. Go to warfightertobacco.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every order. And they are still, including Rocco, 100% combat veteran owned. Congratulations, Rocco, for not breaking the streak. Not least, we got At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes, the funniest book ever written, the greatest piece of literature.
We've had that book as a sponsor for a long time. I've never seen a check from them.
I've never seen a check from that book.
I haven't either.
God, you know what, though? The
Oh, my God. Are we promoting Ross's book?
It's Ross.
You are. You're promoting the finest author in the whole goddamn land.
you better be good, because we're writing a book together.
We are writing a book. And you know what? In 2 weeks, we're going to tell the audience who we signed with and all that shit and when it's going to be out. And I'm super stoked about that. Young Matthew and I will be in New York actually the day after the election.
And then more importantly, because election is fucked, we're looking for UFC 205, because that's going to be a fucking
McGregor. But I will say this,
day goal.
Matt, we get in. Wait, hang on, Jared. We get in though. literally about the day after the election. So we get in on the 9th in New York City.
9th, yeah.
Here's the beauty of it. If he wins, will he be at Trump Tower? And what's the chaos going to be like in New York City?
We're probably going to die.
I want to go. I want to go and see this.
There. I'm there with you, but we're probably going to die. Like, I'm in.
What do you think is going to happen if he wins, Matt? Just out of curiosity.
Riots everywhere.
Fuck, dude.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah, they'll probably be. I think either way.
Yeah.
I think either way.
There's going to be.
But, I mean, I prefer that outcome rather than the other one.
Yeah. Can I tell you a funny story about being somewhere on election day where I didn't think I was going to be?
Sure, of course.
It was 2000. I was in Austin, Texas, shooting a little film called The New Guy. I get a knock at the door. I wasn't shooting that day. And I'm completely buck naked, and Tony Hawk is at the door. I open the door, and it's Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Not to name drop, but this goes into part of the story later. So he's like, "Hey, man, I'm in your movie, and I'm supposed to party with you." I don't know him personally. We'd never worked together yet.
He said this after he realized you were naked.
Yeah. And it was like, "Hey, man," but here's what he said. When I was naked, he goes, "Oh, you really were the guy I was supposed to meet to party with." And I was like, yeah, totally. Because he's like, "You answered the door buck naked," and I was like, "Dude, I air dry and I let it hang. I'm proud of my shit. It's a gift and a curse, and you're welcome. You're welcome to my world." So I robed up. You know, we went out in the streets of Austin. George Bush was running against Al Gore at the time. He was the governor of Texas at the time. So there was a huge party at Austin, is obviously the capital. And there was like a million people in the streets ready to party for George Bush being the president. We're heading down a similar sitch, I think, as that, where it became a tie somewhere around the 1 a.m., 2 a.m. region of that. And people are just walking the streets, dazed, kind of not really knowing what to do. Tony Hawk is still Tony Hawk. He's famous as fuck. But everybody is so focused on this election, no one bothers him. Not one single person bothers him for an autograph, a picture, nothing like that. Because you're walking around in this daze. I have a feeling that we're kind of headed toward the same thing. I think it's going to be a close race. And I wonder what New York is going to be like for Trump. If he wins, if it's a tie, we'll be there, Matt. We'll get to see the same situation. But I will say this, it was fucking weird to be a part of, because you didn't know what was happening. You didn't know what was really going on. And I don't know. Like, I think it's going to be
like
close.
The election, it always comes in because this is the forerunner and all the stuff for the states. You never know until usually the day after, until it's like, this is 100% decided.
Exactly. You know, exactly. That's the only time I've ever been in a city where it's the home, you know, city of the people that are running. So,
but New York is usually fairly liberal. So I'll be an interesting. We'll
that's got to be a crazy first night though for the electee. Like, if Trump,
boy,
makes it, like, he literally like
rides
like,
in the streets.
Yeah, he looks he looks at his life like, I've made billions of dollars and now I'm the president.
What do you think Trump's gonna do? I feel like he's gonna like ride a chariot down
he
New York
should.
City.
Oh, be like, so great! All white, an all white
motherfucker.
Like, chariot.
Yeah, he should get in the Pope mobile.
The Pope mobile.
Yeah,
go to Hillary Clinton's house and arrest her.
Yeah.
He said he would. He said he would, Alec. He said he would.
I believe it too.
Oh my God, that would be insane, wouldn't it?
Yeah, oh boy. What is
Listen, I'm just excited for 205, man. UFC 205. That is That's going to be a good time. You and I in New York City, Ross, if we're there at Madison Square, if we're not, we'll be a block away getting fucking drunk.
This stuff's made in New York City.
We'll be there seeing McGregor, my man. We'll be there seeing McGregor. McGregor.
McGregor.
It'll be a blast. It'll be a blast.
You guys have a personal friend that's fighting on that card, and you're worried about McGregor.
No, we care about Tim Kennedy.
He's on there too.
He's fighting Rashad Evans, and I'm not a fan of Rashad Evans, so of course I want Tim Kennedy to win. So Tim Kennedy is a fellow vet, SF guy, and
he was in Range 15 with us.
Range 15. So
he looks jacked. Dude, I saw his Insta.
He is lean, fucking fighting machine. He's shredded right now. I'm impressed.
Shredded, man. Shredded.
He's walking around big too right now, man. I think he's walking around about 220, so like his cuts can be rough. But I'm excited, man. I hope he throws Rashad out of the fucking cage.
Yeah. It should be amped. What about you, Alec? Are you a UFC guy?
Honestly, not really. But I'm kind of a fan of Tim Kennedy.
You just like his abs. He's got nice abs.
He has amazing abs. I don't know. His chest is pretty sweet too, but I might be getting too deep now.
His chest is pretty sweet too. Who talks like that? Who talks like that? Are you gonna be watching the fight?
I actually will.
Yeah, look at you.
Probably home, hopefully.
Oh, nice.
Stop traveling for a day.
Where is home for you?
Roseburg, Oregon.
Yep.
Oh, beautiful Roseburg, home of the things. All of that stuff. No, I'm kidding. What is Roseburg famous for?
Hold on. Alec has a picture up of Tim Kennedy on his Instagram right now. Yep. The one he was hitting, working with Greg Jackson, actually, in Albuquerque. He's looking good.
Greg's so much fun.
Yeah.
Greg's a great guy. He was the stunt coordinator for Range 15.
Yeah.
Greg Jackson is probably the most acclaimed fight trainer in the game right now. Him and... Winkle John, they have their camp together in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they're fucking studs. The best fighters come out of there, so we love them.
Did you go down and see them at all, by the way?
Greg and I talk often, but I haven't been down there. Their schedule's so busy. I always feel bad because every time you're like, oh, we'll schedule it. Come on down. And it's like, well, we're training fucking so-and-so for the next title fight, you know? So I never want to impede, but... they're only about four hours away from El Paso, where we used to live, so we'll make it down there eventually.
All right, dog. All right, you're the man.
I'm just going to go in there and spar with some fucking pro fighters and get my shit knocked out real quick, you know?
I see you training a lot with some pros, but you don't really swing, do you?
I get down, but like, dude, that's the thing with fighting, right? So it's like me versus a guy off the street, like I'm going to make them look like a clown. Put me against like even a pro Bellator fighter who I train with. If he turns 80% on, he clowns me. Like the difference between levels of fighting. I mean, these guys have been doing it for years, and it's a hard thing to accept as like an alpha because you're like, man, I'm a fucking badass. But you spar with these guys, they clown you. They fucking clown you. You know, you're like, oh, okay, let me put together a combo. There's like a jab, jab, liver shot, and then their heads at the kicks at your head. You're like, fuck, dude, this sucks. So it gives you appreciation for the level of fight of those guys, especially out of Greg Jackson's camp. Like, that's next level. Those top 10 UFC fighters, I mean, geez, man, they're...
It's another world, isn't it?
It is another world. And, like, and it's funny because I see a lot of guys that are always like, man, I could fuck that dude up. And then you
not
sit
a prayer.
In a cage
not
with
a
fucking
prayer.
Muay Thai pads on, not even wrestling, and they fucking clown you. And I've been fighting for, like, 7 years, like, and they fucking clown me. And like as a hobby, but
it's a lot of clowning around going over there, isn't there,
dude? I tell you, I say clowning, man, because they do like they'll walk around your jabs and slap you in the face, and you're just like Jesus. Like I know I could beat the fuck out of dudes, but when you start to go to that tiered level, like I got nothing.
Well, it's all they do. I wouldn't want to go up against them either.
Yeah,
mess you.
That's
up.
Why I carry guns, dude. I'm
exactly.
Gonna fuck you, bitch. I'm shooting you.
Oh fuck, man. Well, welcome to the show, Alec. We're happy to have you. We're lucky to have you here, you know. Now let's talk about Viagra. Have you used?
No,
it?
Yeah. Let's talk about Hillary Duff's fucking new boyfriend and everybody pissed off about his fucking costume. Like,
wait, hold on. See,
what
audio show. So Hillary Duff is Jared's crush. What is her boyfriend wearing?
Well, she dressed up as a pilgrim and he dressed up as an Indian.
Can I see?
I got a better hat. I got a way better hat.
Oh, it is an Indian hat.
How
okay.
racist
yeah.
was it?
Yeah.
Not I at mean, all.
That's not even bad. It's not like he like turned his skin red or anything.
No. It's no. Everybody wants to fucking piss on, you know, any little last thing they can. Oh my God, you said this, you did this, you said this, you did this.
But Facebook right now obviously does not know me. It says, Jared, the Eagles are playing the Cowboys. Let your friends know if you're watching. Shut up.
And let
what any of, is that hockey? Fuck you. Fuck you, Facebook.
Hey, Jared, but look, can we talk about my Ken Bone costume that was legendary?
Your Ken Bone costume
was amazing.
Legit. You know what? Jason Orvis amazing. Made comments about it at dinner last night.
Did it? What did he say? What did he say?
He said, Ross had quite the Halloween costume. He goes, I don't know what it was, but it was really funny.
Ross, how you did your facial structure when you would pose for photos, you would put like, you had almost a triple chin.
I did, yes, I did.
Did you add fat to your face?
No, he was doing up angles.
Yes, correct. I was doing up angles, and then anybody who wanted to take a picture all night, I did the same thing. I squatted down lower. And then I tilted my head back, so it just looks so awful. Like,
so who'd you dress up as for the audience?
I was Ken Bone, the beautiful man, because I promised the audience maybe 5 or 6 shows ago that I was going to be Ken Bone for Halloween, because I fell in love with him at the debates. He was on the second debate, a jolly man. Some might say he's overweight. I wouldn't say that. I think he's just perfect.
Healthy.
With a red.
What'd you use for the stomach?
Red sweater. I used a pillow as
a pillow
for the stomach.
Well, before we continue, Ross, Alec, are you a Ken Bone fan or not?
I am a Ken Bone fan.
Oh wow!
Right. Yeah, wow. The ruggish thuggish bone.
Say what you want.
Team Bone.
He's got a unique look. That's for sure.
He does. You know what? He took some heat. By the way, I don't know if you heard about this. He did a Reddit AMA, which is, you know, an Ask Me Anything. The problem was, he was unaware that he had commented on Reddit in the past, so they were able to dig up his past comments. Some of his past comments were, oh my God, Jennifer Lawrence's nudes are everything. Which they are.
That's cool. Like,
respect.
I don't know a single person that has not made that comment.
That's what I say. They really were everything. That only made everyone love Jennifer Lawrence more. So I think Jennifer Lawrence actually owes the hacker of her computer like a congratulations. Or like a get out of, like a visit to jail of like, hey, I'm going to show up at your jail. I'm going to flash you through the glass. Thanks for all you did for me.
Yeah.
He just wanted to be part of the
Hunger Games. I don't understand. Again, though, I'm going to go back to my comments about Reddit. Reddit is literally the like conglomeration of the most miserable people in the fucking world in one place.
It is.
There is nothing good on Reddit. There's nothing good about Reddit. Like, yeah. They will bitch about free blowjobs and beer raining out of the sky. Well, I mean, the beer wasn't light beer.
That is
so
true. I think
idiot.
So. Reddit is a great place and like social media and for finding information and shareable content. But with that, like the hardcore Reddit users, at least from my opinion, are that way. Like legit, what you say. Like
the most miserable
guess
people
what?
In the world.
A fucking professional model is giving out free blowjobs. Like who would want a free blowjob?
Oh, that girl looks shallow. Like,
yeah,
she looks shallow.
I bet she has a shitty personality. Like you're like you're not fucking her personality.
No, she's sucking
your dick.
It's raining beer. And there's free blowjobs for everybody for a month. Yeah, well, I mean, light beer.
Yeah, it was Randy Miller Light. I wish it was Budweiser.
They would find a way to complain about, you know, like having a ninesome.
As my dad always said, and there's problems with relationships with that. My dad always said this. He goes, give someone $1 million, they'll bitch about the taxes. It's just like shut the fuck up and relax a little bit.
You know? I forgot who it was. Somebody. And asked me like, have you ever been to Thailand? I go, no. They go, have you ever had a ninesome? And I said, no. And they go to Thailand.
A ninesome. Like- you know those 6 of them are fucking little are boys, you know?
Wait, what's a nine? Is 9 at the same time? Alec, is that?
I think that's what he's implying. But yeah. What I'm worried about is the cost, like the conversion rate. Would that be like the same price as like one American hooker?
No. Taiwanese people are really cheap.
Yeah,
really cheap?
Yeah. How cheap are we talking? You're looking under 300 for 9.
It's not too bad.
Listen,
I think I'm not gonna make that work.
I'm not gonna confirm or deny, but there might have been one point while I was traveling under a government agency and I slept with 8 girls at a brothel in Germany.
Germany?
I'm not gonna confirm or deny those statements, but
They don't give me. Because they only came out of your mouth. That's what I love.
No, I'm just telling a story.
He's just telling a story. This is fiction.
No, I know.
Ross, hey.
Hey, we all know that you're not 118 years old and you have a dick the size of a horse and you fucked your neighbor's fucking wife on a table he watched.
He's talking about A Night She Cries While He Rides His Tea, the greatest book ever written. But hey, it could be.
Ross, you should remind me of that story because we should put it in the book.
I know. God, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Here's the thing I love about you, Matt, is you've had so many fucking crazy stories in your life. Every 2 days I get a phone call. Hey, man, there's this one story I'd like to put in back. And it's like, but it's good because it'll be a sequel. It'll be a great sequel.
It's not fucking bullshit.
It's all real.
Everybody knows that knows me that I have the worst memory ever.
I do too.
His last name, one of our best friends, he's like, geez, man, like, you have the memory of a dumpster. And that is actually very accurate.
I'm not impressed by Tucker Max.
No.
I think I've had more extreme situations like than he probably fabricated. Like,
you know what's funny?
Like military exercises.
But he was the first of the type, right?
Yes, so it's he like was. It's,
he was the first
he was
to
the
do
first
it.
To say fuck it.
Do you know, Al, do you know what we're talking about?
No.
Tucker Max is At Night She Cries While He Or No, excuse no, no, I'm no, just saying no. That's I your book, Ross. I'm sorry,
hope they
I'm sorry,
serve
Ross.
Beer in hell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he did I hope they serve beer in hell. We actually have the same editor for ours. He's a great editor. And look, I hope they serve beer in hell crushed. Fucking crushed. It sold a gajillion copies. Everybody knows who he is. And even he will admit to you, like, it's not like I'm the fucking king of sex and have the greatest stories of all time, but I was the first one to actually put it down in a book form and sell it to the world. So in that regard, you have to give it up for him. And because look, he started a genre.
Our movie was better. So
but here's the thing. Our movie was also, you know, 15 years almost after his book. I mean, his genre at the time of books, I mean, they called it fratire. He created a whole new genre of books. And but I will say this, going back to your movie point, he tried to do the movie all himself, much like, you know, we did for Range 15, and was nowhere near as successful as we were for that. So we got him on that. We got him on the movie front.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, not picking apart, but like we can, the book that we're going to do is going to be dope. It's going to be fun.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
You got to write the notes down, Ross, because I forget everything.
I know. And luckily we'll have
speaking
some.
Speaking of books, we got a guy here that also has a book.
We Ooh. Do.
Someone has a book here?
Oh, yeah. I'm the only one who's read it. It's the 1517 The Paris. It's the true story of a terrorist, a train, and the three American heroes.
With Mr. The whole thing.
Yeah. With Mr. Alex Scarlato. He made up the entire thing. He's living in a parallel universe.
Well, see, actually, what we did was...
Here, while you're talking, let's get you some more whiskey, everybody.
Yeah. Whiskey him up, and I'll read through the next Ken Bone Reddit, by the way. He says that the Trayvon Martin shooting was completely justified because the guy, Trayvon tackled him, and the guy went for his gun and killed him. People bitched about that as well for Ken Bone.
He should have done what we did and just pay some guy to take a gun onto a train and like take all the freaking powder out of his bullets. And I mean, you'll be surprised how big of a deal it becomes. You know what I mean?
That's fucking hilarious.
That is boss. That is boss.
By the way, Alex, do you ever think about that anymore? Like, do you have dreams about it, nightmares, anything like that anymore?
Guilt? No.
Just like, oh shit! For like maybe
like
the safety.
$100.
yeah. Maybe the safety.
That's the breakthrough right now. Alex actually exposed it that they paid a guy to fucking fake a terrorist attack.
It really was a conspiracy.
That's so funny.
Hillary Clinton called us on this day.
Yeah, it's all on Anthony Weiner's computer right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the country after this.
Yeah, God, that fucking guy. Who knew Anthony Weiner was going to take down the entire world? I love it. I love it so much. I get to watch that documentary on Netflix. Everybody keeps talking about it.
Dude, that
was a documentary.
I mean, seriously, that single like whole thing that just went down just changed. That's a butterfly effect, bro. That was a good Ashton Kutcher movie, by the way.
Oh my God. that's Jared.
That's Jared. The butterfly effect was a good movie. God damn it. Alec, what's your favorite movie? Let's hear some class out of you. What do you got?
Like, I don't know.
Comedy.
Probably Black Hawk Down or Godfather, but comedy.
So why aren't you a Ranger then?
All right.
I don't know. Kind of like seemed a little hard.
National. I want to do it, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah. It sounds
like a lot of commitment.
Commitment. You got to do the active duty thing. That's funny, dude.
Yeah.
That's really fucking funny. What? So those are your two dramas. What about comedy? What do you like?
Comedy. Range 15.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Well said. Well said. Anything else?
We paid him to say that, guys. We paid him to say that.
We gave him a Blu-ray, by the way, in hand.
Well, I like that story because before we went live, actually, if you don't mind me saying this, you said that you watched it with some foreign friends of yours.
They
fucking hated it, which is great.
I watched it in Germany with a bunch of Germans who weren't even in the military, and they had no
idea what was going on. Yeah.
Like, what the hell is this? There's just like sex toys and like guns and like zombies blowing up. It was ridiculous.
True story, Ross. I had seven Germans soldiers that visited me when I was back doing the beer drinking bomb dropper days, which was the first t-shirt company that I had. And, they brought a bunch of beer over, and they were like, "What do you want to do?" And I put on Saving Private Ryan.
Wow. What did they say? What did they say? By the way, what did they say about that shit?
Well, four of them thought it was hilarious and were just, I mean, they were just, you know, normal, you know, soldier type dudes. But the two officers were kind of getting, that's not how it happened.
Germans get a little upset about that.
Sometimes
we wouldn't do that.
Nah, I mean,
just thought that was funny.
It's 2016. We love our Germans, like, yeah, for sure.
I mean, but going, yeah, if I have seven German soldiers in my house or six, however many there were, there's a photo I can count.
Speaking about Germans, I will never get over the fact that you made that one video. It was gay or German. And it got like 12,000 views. It was like, it was a great video. It just, it was on R15.
It was early on.
It was super early on. And at SHOT Show, you have the dude that runs up and goes, "Oh, is this the guys in Germans? I love this video." And I was like, "You, what? Are you the one German that saw that?"
I'm gay and German.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm gay and German. This is the best video I have ever seen. I watch it every day."
Oh my God.
And we're just like, what?
Wait, where was this at?
At SHOT Show.
SHOT Show.
What the fuck is a gay German doing at SHOT Show?
That's what I'm saying, because he made a video. It was like, "Are you gay or are you German?" And it would like come up with like nine
Derek,
dudes.
I would show Derek White a photo, and he'd have to guess if they're gay or they're German.
Oh, I've not seen this. That sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's
it's
really
awesome. Like,
is it on YouTube? Can people find it?
No, it's on the Art 15 Facebook page. Yeah.
You guys need to like re-release that or something.
Yeah, re-release it, dude. I don't think anybody would know if you just re-released it.
No, they wouldn't.
It was 2 years ago.
Plus.
Derek
that.
Has like no beard. Yeah. He's shaven.
Derek
like,
still has his leg.
Yeah.
That's the only video.
Hey, by the way, Ross, you know Bobby Henline? He is he was an 82nd soldier. He was severely burned.
Yes.
I'm sure sure you've seen him in a lot of things. So we were hanging out with him last weekend at a charity event for the boot campaign, and he came up to me. He was like, "Look, I have the greatest idea. I just want to run it by you, like, and tell me what you think." And we're like, "What?" He's like, "I want to write a short film about Johnny Joey Jones, who is a EOD tech that lost both his legs, and Mary Degg, who's an EOD tech that lost both her arms." He goes, "I want it to be a love story where they meet in rehab, and it's called You Complete Me."
Oh my God. No fucking way.
And so we FaceTimed Mary with Johnny and Bobby there, and we pitched her, and she was like, "I'm in."
Dude, I want to hear Adele. "Hello.
Hello.
It's me." And like his arms wrap around her arms, and then her legs.
I want
just
the preview.
Come down to Joey's legs.
I want the preview to be a continuous shot, like one shot where she is trying to pick a tray up, like and it's just like noisy, like trying to get it, but she can't get it, and Joey just rolls in and grabs the tray for her.
It's gotta be like, in a world where
no, there's no talking.
Give you hands.
It's just that. It's just that. Would it be elevator type music where she's just yeah, and she's like, and then Joey just slowly squeaks in like.
Would it be like too offensive? Just like strap them together and make like one sort of like mega person.
That's the end. That's the end of the video. They fall in love.
No, they fall in love.
Oh, okay. It's got to be hard rock music, and then like she's like, or Joey's just baking with the arms, and she's running around with legs, just like, God, that's so
like
dark.
Toe straps around their waist.
Yeah.
It's so
if you guys
up.
Didn't know, like Joey Jones, look him up. He works for actually Zac Brown and everything going on now, but he used to be an advocate for the Boot Campaign, which is an amazing charity that does like huge transitional stuff now. Mary Daig, former EOD tech. Probably one of the coolest girls ever. They were both in Range 15 and amazing, amazing humans who've only turned their injuries into inspiration. And we can only be thankful for that. So it would be awesome to have them be in a fucking comedy like that. Everybody would be like, this
dude,
is so 20, dark.
20
Fuck.
Minutes, Ross. What do you think?
Oh, boy. 20 minutes?
Yeah. Just a 20 minute short.
That's a long. That's not a short anymore. You're kind of long at that point. You
how
know what I'm
we
saying?
Make, so 13 how about, minutes. Wait, how about we make a fake movie preview so it's 3 minutes?
There you go. There
and
you go.
It's the movie preview. We're like, right. Oh my God, is this a fucking real movie?
Yeah. It's gonna be in black
and then
and
you
white.
Just leave
yeah.
it. You
but
know?
Then we actually pay to get it in the previews, like in certain theatrical releases.
Right. Where it's like
that's a hefty cost. That's a hefty yeah. cost. You're looking at $500,000.
So we'll figure it out.
Come on, Ross. We just make more money.
Yeah. Hey, we're printing it. We're printing money at this point. Who cares?
No, we're not. I like my supple 2-bedroom, and it's super easy living. I don't like money.
It's supple.
It's supple.
It's supple. It's
like
a nice
word.
Place.
Listen, my house is like Christmas, Jared. Right. It's what do they call it? Like Noel in German or something like that? I just
it's
like
something
Christmas.
Like that. Yeah. Is it German? Is what Noel
is? That
is? Noel that means
yeah.
Noel that means like utter bliss.
No, yeah, I think it's like half German,
it's
half
just
Spanish.
Like, you're just really happy when you're experiencing Noel. You're just happy.
I went through sniper school with
super
a guy named
inside.
Noel.
You did?
Who used to be
super
a male stripper. Insider.
Wait. You went to sniper school with a guy named Noel
that who used to be a male stripper.
Really?
Wow. What? Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Is it a one word name like Cher or Prince?
No, it's like his actual name, and that was what he went by was Noel too, because it sounded like a stripper name.
Toots? His last name was
his
Toots?
Real name. No. Noel Toots. I don't remember his last name. But yeah, no, it was he had some great stories, honestly. And the stuff he did for money, man, I couldn't do it.
What was it?
Brave,
what was
brave
it?
Man.
Yeah, now that you said it, what was it?
I probably could.
Butt stuff.
No, I don't think he actually did anything gay other than rub his junk in other dudes' faces and got paid for it.
That's like semi-gay.
I mean,
that's not that
nah,
gay.
No, that's not that.
I think it makes you more of an alpha. I mean,
yeah. You're
right.
If they're going to let you do it, like, why not?
Smell it.
God.
Don't share it. Jared, that was so disgusting.
Jesus.
He literally throws it.
Smell it. Why would they? Why would smelling the dick be a turn on?
I almost passed out again this morning in the shower, Ross.
I can only imagine. Do you, you want to tell Alec? Yeah, tell Alec while you almost passed out in the shower.
I was jerking off too hard. I got super dizzy and hit the fucking wall.
Were you choking yourself?
Is this real?
No.
He gets dizzy, like blackout dizzy.
Standard.
Yeah, like my hearing goes
nothing
out.
Nothing special.
I fucking like slam into the wall.
Is that then, good?
Is that real?
Yeah.
I think he's got gout or early onset.
I think he has Down syndrome.
What the?
Oh my God!
What's the fucking the sugar disease? Diabetes. Yeah, I think he's got either gout or early onset diabetes.
He's got to be hyperglycemic, not hypoglycemic.
Well, there was this time like we were doing a Drinking Bros event like last month. It was a month and a half ago or whatever. Eli was hanging out with his girl. That was at the bar, and he told, and she had a friend, and he told them both that I,
Oh my God.
He told them I was.
No. So yeah, it was a girl that he was interested in, and you came up and he was joking with the girls. He said, you have autism.
Yeah.
Right?
He said, he's functioning autistic.
Yeah. Early onset autism.
And, he goes, by the way, he knows every lyric to every song ever. And the girl looks at me and goes, how about the decline, no effects? I know the decline. It's an 18-minute song. I can sing all 18 minutes, like, because I was a no effects song. And I literally just look at her. I start playing it in my head, and then I start singing the song. And this girl just, like, mouth open was like, what the
totally
fuck?
Bought it.
But by
That's
the end
amazing.
Of the conversation, the other girl was like, yeah, I can see he does a little bit. You do, though. You're Jared Taylor is a
retard.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I would say you're like a...
A mild...
How like would you, ADD? I don't want to say the word retard because that's kind of rude. You're autistic in some way. There's some form of autism going on with Jared. Yeah, exactly. You're acting that out, and no one on the fucking radio show is showing.
Yeah,
but he's one of the most talented dudes I've ever met my whole entire life. Like Jared, like he remembers everything. He's the most spontaneous, crazy motherfucker. But then sometimes
he just chugged a whole glass.
Yeah, that's Jared. That's Jared. You
know? I didn't spill any.
Well, yeah. There's a first. If the shirt's dry, that's a first.
You were so mean to me when I was on the floor.
You did. You fell asleep on a fucking podcast, pretty much.
I've done. Yeah, I did.
You blacked
twice.
Out. You blacked out on that one.
I did. I Ken boned out. I was Ken boning that night.
God, you were. You
know, hey, hold on. We should ask the Ross. We should ask the viewers or listeners. How do we describe that this shit is actually real? Because that day when you and I were we had to pull in chairs from outside.
Do you have a photo though? You never posted it.
I might. Did I take one?
You did.
Yes.
Jared was literally sleeping on the bottom of a bed. You weren't even on the bed. You're on the fucking floor.
I was on the floor.
We had to pull in chairs from outside because you wouldn't be awake enough to be on a podcast that you are a business partner of. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I just want to lay on the floor.
Jared,
I had a whole bottle. Like, to be fair, though, Ross, you know this. That night, I drank a bottle and a half of booze to myself.
I know, but nobody told you to do that, was the thing.
That's the thing. He's like, he makes
that's
it
all voluntary.
Had a whole bottle of booze. Yeah, like, yeah, we didn't tell you to do that.
You're saying that like that's your crutch in life. Like, that's your Tiny Tim in life of like, oh, man, I had a whole bottle and a half of booze. Like, you did it, Yogi Bear. You stuck your head in the fucking picnic basket. You ate all the fucking food. Like, that's...
All right. I
watched two people have sex.
So, I got a question, Alec.
Yeah.
What do you think about... I mean, we met on Range 15. What do you think about the crazy crew that we have going on?
You guys are fucked up.
Like,
now that you know everybody, Alec, would you take that job at Black Rifle?
I mean... If the rest of them are a lot better, maybe.
You know,
what's that mean? I'm curious to see what that means.
Evan and Matt are really professional.
Hey.
Yeah. Evan professional. And Matt. Professional's a good word.
No. I'm curious. It would be good. Give the guys some insight of the crazy shit
okay,
that we do.
Well, from the outside looking in, these guys are fucking nuts. They're loud. They drink all the time. They, like, I haven't had conversations like this since I was like 18, talking about like girls and stuff. It's hilarious. Don't get me wrong. I love it, but it takes me back, and I'm only 24. So.
I want to kiss you and fight you right now.
Oh, that's so good, dude. Like, I love how you've outmatured them already, dude. And like at 24. You're like, yeah, you know, I was kind of doing the same shit they're doing at 18. I think I've grown out of it now, and it's time for me to move on.
We all know I haven't changed in 16 years.
No, yeah, no,
I never want you to change, Jared.
Thanks to you, Ross. You let everybody.
I did. I called. You weren't Matt. You weren't here for that show, but I called Jared's. High school girlfriend who took his virginity live on the show.
Oh my! I heard about that. I really want to listen to that one. Actually, how'd that go?
If you're looking for it, it's called A Virginity Lost, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
Turns out Jared was a really nice guy. Surprisingly,
really,
the girl had nothing
but
glowing reviews. Yeah.
What was that? Jared just posed like a pageant. That was so gay, dude.
Pirouette.
Not gay like you like dick. That was just lame. That was just weird.
He squeezed two hands? Did he squeeze his two hands together?
Glowing reviews. I was posing for that. It's normal.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see that. Alex says that...
You know what's funny? Alec, from an outsider coming into this crew just a few years ago, I will say this. These guys are extremely professional. They've never missed a meeting. And behind all of this fun shit is a lot of hard work that nobody sees. But look, we tape the podcast at nights, which is why we always say goodnight to everybody. Jared can't keep himself together after 7 p.m. So
Alec gets to see the Black Rifle, the fulfillment center, the full R15 warehouse tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited, actually. I mean,
it's 40,000 square feet, right?
I know it's hard work. I saw them like setting up all these like cables to try to get the show on the air. It took a minute.
No, this is super chill. This is just drunk time for us.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The podcast is just us. Oh, being
podcast
us,
really this was work. A was
no,
a
this
hobby.
Is easy. This is super
like,
easy.
We thought it was fun, and then all of a sudden Ross was like, "You have 500,000 people that listen to you," and we went,
"Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
pressure."
I mean, well, look, I would say we're at I think month 10, and we're over 600,000 already, so a month.
We
which
are
is,
now competing with Kevin Smith.
We are.
Who's that?
Oh, boy. Come on, Alec. You want to get Alec a ticket on a train somewhere?
I know who you guys are, and I don't know who Kevin Smith is, so I guess that's a good thing for
me. Oh, yeah. There we go. He's Jay. He's Jay and Silent Bob.
He's Silent Bob.
What?
He's Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, you're so young.
Gone. Holy shit. Mallrats.
Oh, fuck, I know what we're doing.
Jay
tonight.
And Silent Bob Strike Back. Clerks.
Nah,
nothing. You never seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
Can't say I have.
Oh my God.
What? Wait, what's your favorite?
This is what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, besides Range 15, what are your comedies? Where are you at on that?
What do you mean? Like,
what's your favorite comedies? Anchorman?
Yeah. Not really.
What?
I don't know, man.
You are the terrorist.
Have you ever seen Flipper with Elijah Wood?
Yeah, exactly. What's your favorite comedy then? You've got to have a favorite one.
I don't even know.
Do you like to laugh?
Moviegoer?
I don't like comedies.
Really? Why is that?
What's your favorite genre then?
I mean, if I had to say comedy, I'd go like Tommy Boy. Like,
okay. All right. Yeah. Tommy Boy's all right.
I like the.
That's a good answer.
What was his name? He overdosed on cocaine, the fat one. What's his actual name?
Chris Farley.
Yes. Yes. I like his.
See, that
comedies.
Could be you, Jared. The one that died from booze. The fat one of the R15 crew. Oh,
fuck.
Hey, that's, hey, you could
be a Chris Farley. You could
be, that's,
there was I'd like, rather be like a slimmer Jonah Hill.
Didn't he have like 8 strippers with him when he died? Like,
probably.
That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
No.
Chris Farley was a legend.
And they probably weren't like Filipino or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you want to see a crazy autopsy picture? Look up that one on the internet. Ugh.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yikes.
I've seen him.
Ew.
Gross. Why?
I look at weird shit.
We went through that, I think, like, shit, man. That was, like, fucking 6 months ago. We went autopsy photos.
Yeah, we did. We were talking about it on the show. We looked at the Tupac photo, the Chris Farley one.
The Tupac photos.
Kurt Cobain.
Is there a picture of Kurt Cobain with his head blown off?
I can't remember.
No.
I think it's just the setting. Like,
yeah, it is.
You see the body.
Yeah, you see the bottom half of his body. Yeah, you see the bottom half of his body is what it is. I would like
that
to
got
ruin
dark.
That. Yeah, that got dark real quick.
real quick.
Yeah, if I ever run for president, I'm gonna have Courtney Love be my VP.
That sounds horrible.
She's crazy, by the way. Absolutely fucking crazy in real life.
Yeah.
Beyond on another level. She's selling off parts of that catalog, by the way, of Nirvana.
Oh God.
Because you know, like since he wrote all the song, he got all the publishing rights, so they went to her. So she got all that money from Nirvana.
Awful.
I know.
Well, you know,
not
you
even
know,
like Dave Grohl didn't get
friends,
any of that.
We're actually friends with like Jason Everman.
Really?
Who is
Nirvana's guitarist?
Yeah.
He's also
SF.
A Green Beret.
I know.
And works for another group of people.
Yeah, but he like here's the thing. So since Cobain wrote all that shit, he gets all the royalties. Dave Grohl doesn't get any of it. She owns the music, so she's selling it off to rich people. Like I think she just sold like 18% of the catalog to somebody.
That's brutal, man.
Have you seen The Pick of Destiny?
Tenacious D.
No.
What?
At least that I know what you're talking about. I know what it is.
It's one of my favorite things. The Pig Destiny.
Yeah, I'd rather watch that than Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Man,
okay. That goes back to like maybe I think that's more of our time frame. Like when we grew up in the military, JT, like what we were, you know, 20s, it was like that was a thing.
Tenacious D, Adam Tenacious Sandler D, albums.
That was it.
When
man.
He was making CDs.
Yep, and that was the jam.
When it's did like, you get out?
Tollbooth Willie.
Out of active duty, yeah. 2008, and then I stopped everything in 2015.
Oh. I was like a sophomore in 08.
$1.25, yeah. please. Yeah. I had already been. I had already been on my last. So, appointment.
Wait, how? My first appointment was in 2005. How old were you?
At my first. Oh, in 2005.
Yeah.
Like 13-ish.
Okay, get back on your train. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I don't understand. Then in What's that up? Era. That was a heavy area of comedies. You had Anchorman. You had 40-Year-Old Virgin.
That's a good year of comedy, man.
You had 40-Year-Old Virgin. You had Superbad. Yeah. None of those movies you liked?
I seen Superbad. It was okay.
I agree. I agree with that.
I mean, come on. It's not like it wasn't 40-Year-Old
Virgin. I agree with that.
Did you like 40-Year-Old Virgin?
40-Year-Old Virgin was good, yeah.
Boom. Okay.
I thought... What's the one with Andy Samberg where he plays the fucking
Hot Rod
motorcycle?
Hot Rod.
I thought Hot Rod. Was yeah,
that was
Superbad.
Hot Rod was fucking
yeah.
dope.
Yeah, that was better than Superbad.
Say whiskey. Yeah. What?
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was there was a good run of comedies through that era. Now there's fuck, man. I mean, what came out this year? Ghostbusters, Range 15?
Well, comedies are not original anymore, dude. Like, I think Ross has the best insight on this, man. Like, there's no original films being made, which is, like, why we were so, like, pro Range 15, where it's all remakes. Like, how can I take, an original idea, fuck it up, but market it the way that we can make money? And that's all fucking Hollywood does this day. So it's kind of very unfortunate, but I think it opens up the space for a lot of independent filmmakers to make some awesome content.
Yeah, if you can get the financing, it works out pretty good.
The financing is the hard part.
But look, TV's where it's at now. Jared, you just got into Black Mirror. Has anybody else seen that?
Oh my God!
One of the greatest shows ever.
Before we talked about this, I wanted to see if we could get a hold of somebody at Netflix that could give us data because I want to see. Like what we did with Stranger Things in this show, like I wanted to see if we could get real data out of Black Mirror.
Oh boy! But
cat's out of the bag. Black Mirror is by far my favorite thing right now.
See, and I'd seen Black Mirror probably 3 years ago. I know you're just catching up now. And by the way, for the audience at home, they just had a new season that comes out. That came out maybe I don't know 4 or 5 days ago. And it's only 6 episodes. Every episode is different. Consider it like a modern day version of The Twilight Zone. So
but it's way more fucked up than
it is.
The Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah.
The one
for
thing
sure.
that I know now after watching 6 episodes is they pride on making sure that you're just distraught on that ending. Like,
yes,
there is no loop around for the happy ending. Like, it's fucked up all around.
So
like what happens at the end? Like,
so,
I don't know.
Yeah. So it's so Alex, stories. Without giving so away. Let's not give away any spoilers, okay. but just to give you like a brief log line of the very first episode is somebody kidnaps the prime minister of Britain's.
They kidnapped the princess.
Yes, the princess.
Princess
of Britain. And they say, if you want her back, you've got to fuck this live pig on air.
On national television.
In front of the entire world.
Yes.
And you've got to come.
The princess? Or
No.
They
demand that the only way that they'll release the princess is if the prime minister goes on TV and fucks a pig.
That's a tough call.
And wait, no. Here's the thing.
Picks up the phone.
He has to come. Like, he has to
you're
come.
You're doing it.
Huh.
I would have just been like, I'm doing it, and then I'm going to make the pig come too.
Oh, that's
what Jared said.
Like,
that's what Jared said.
I said, I would have been like, cool. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm the prime minister. My name is fucking Jamal. I'm about to fuck this pig.
Nah, dude,
y'all.
You know what I did? Like, I would have bent the pig over.
Just
banged
fuck,
it
like oh this is
then,
like
then,
way warmer
then
I than I thought.
Then I would have slit the pig's throat, cooked it,
and then
eat the bacon,
like,
and
still,
say "fuck you, ISIS."
Naked,
like, I'm gonna murder your whole family.
Yeah, still, even though one
that
of my
dark.
One
Sorry,
of my biggest
dark.
Mentors, one of my greatest mentors of all times, his one rule was never cook bacon naked. But
that's everybody's rule.
I think this is an exception, though. You fuck that pig, you give middle fingers up, you cut its throat, you start filleting it right there, and you cook fresh bacon in front of the camera.
Jesus. Yeah. Christ. But here's the thing. Here's the fucked up thing to me is I don't think it's that far off.
No, it's not.
I think somewhere later on down the road, something to this magnitude will happen. We're kind of witnessing it now with you know, this election and all this shit. Like, the absurd has now become fucking the norm.
That's the cool thing about this show. It's three seasons. The first two seasons were British made, British directed, British cast. The third season is U.S. directed, U.S. cast.
So
there is one British one thrown in there, tossed in there.
Would Trump do that for Ivanka?
Oh,
we don't know.
I would do it for Ivanka.
Trump's daughter is like gorgeous, though.
Exactly.
She's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, like, blonde bombshell.
I mean, we know Hillary wouldn't do it for whatever her daughter's name is that nobody cares about.
Oh, Chelsea. Yeah. The redheaded stepchild.
No, she wouldn't do shit.
No.
Dude, she fucks more chicks in the Oval Office than fucking nobody Bill Clinton.
Even knows
get
if
the
that's
fuck
her
out of
kid.
Here.
Why would she claim it as somebody like it have to? Oh no, this one came out of my vagina. Like what? What sense does that make?
What, Ross? Are you challenging me?
She just picked a kid and said, "You're mine. You came out of me." What? Yeah, you did.
That sounds like Hillary.
Yeah,
to
that
me.
Sounds like Hillary.
Sounds about right.
Hey, she probably showed up to a hospital and said, "That's my baby." They're like, "Excuse me, ma'am," and then people just took the baby
and killed the mom.
Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't put past anything
tuna salad
that they're doing these days. I'm tuna salad on that one. We're gonna get to the drinking bro of the week. Tuna
Let's
salad.
Let's do it.
This one comes from Jeff Blankensop. He'd like to nominate. His name is CPT Mike Poist. Poist is that's an interesting last name. I've never heard that
I like
before.
It though. That's a power last name.
Well, it's a lot like moist as well.
Or
is
poised.
Is it power?
But
does
I like to
I like
to be
like...
moist, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Look, he says he's a good friend, former PL of my infantry. He's never ceased to motivate me. He has always lent me an ear when I needed it. He's currently preparing for a Robin Sage to complete.
Ooh.
That is the end of the Q course.
That's it.
Robin Sage.
That's it.
To complete his training to be a special forces officer.
Green Beret.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. He's getting married next week on the East Coast. And
busy man. Busy
Jeff
man.
And his wife will be flying out. So
that's
cheers.
Awesome.
Cheers to you,
cheers,
Mike.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Proud of
congratulations.
You, buddy.
Congratulations on that wedding and hopefully the graduation putting on the Green Beret.
Boom.
By the way, how old are you when you complete that?
It depends. When
at least 10 years older.
Really?
Feel like.
Is it that type of brought? Like, how old are you? 30s?
No, it could be between 22 and 40.
Well, that's what I mean. Like when you're done, you probably feel 10 years older.
Yeah,
like,
of course. Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
No. Look,
he got it.
I got it.
I'm sure he got it.
I got it.
I'm
but I did. What do you think the oldest Green Beret is?
Well, would that like that graduated?
Graduated. Like
the
yeah.
To graduate. Like,
I don't know.
Well, you can't join the army after what? 32.
Who's
34?
The oldest actor, Ross?
Oh boy!
I love that.
Hal Holbrook. I would say it's Hal Holbrook. That's the oldest actor. What? Yeah. I just yeah. What? What's up, dude? I just fucking called you on my shit. You want to ask me about my profession?
You know what?
I'll call
you
on it. Hal Holbrook,
a
motherfucker.
Like that is like, oh, you're in the Air Force. Do you know Jeff? He's my cousin. He's also. He was thinking about the Air Force.
No, but I didn't know. I didn't know if there was an age limit of like, oh, hey, man, at 45, you can't do this shit anymore. Pack up.
I'm pretty sure it's like 38 or.
There's certain
41,
parts of the
maybe.
Selection that you can't go through, but if you can pass, you can pass. So there's limits to joining the army, but if you're already in the army, then if you apply and you get your packet selected, then you can go. So who knows?
So
We'll have a special forces recruiter on.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't know if there was rules to this shit where it was like, hey, guess what?
They're definitely not rules.
Ross, you know what the rule? There's one rule. Don't be a fucking pussy.
Don't be a fucking pussy.
And a drinking bro of the week is not a pussy.
No,
so,
he's not.
Boom.
He's
no.
not. So he's to Mike trumping. Poist.
He's trumping it right now in Robin Sage.
Yeah.
Let's just say he didn't send any emails out of Robin Sage.
No, okay? He did not.
Well, to Mike Poist, cheers. Cheers to you, my man.
Cheers.
Cheers. This was a fun one, kids. Alec, we love having you on the show. Were you? Be honest. After all you've said now about us, do you think you'll ever come back here again?
This is a bullshit answer.
He's never coming back.
I think I will.
We will never see you again. Don't fucking lie. We will never see you again.
I'll run so far away.
Yeah, exactly.
Run so far away.
Yeah, if you have to sleep in the same room as Jared tonight, you will never come back. You will never come back here.
The water can only wash so much off.
Yeah, yeah. His sleep apnea machine that he's plugged into is just super loud.
You've shared enough hotel rooms with me. I don't need that.
You just piss everywhere.
I've never pissed on Ross.
You're right. I've never been urinated on by you. So. No.
We did find. Oh, well, that's another episode.
Oh God!
Yeah,
yeah. I don't even know where that was going.
Jared grabbed the mouse. He's like, "We're ending this episode right now."
Exactly. We're getting the fuck out of here for JT&T, Mr. Matt Bess, Alex Scarlatos. Go pick up his book, The 1517 to Paris now, and Mr. Ross Patterson. I am out of here. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Cheers.